Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And I'd like to give out our phone number, and that number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We love when our listeners give us a call and ask, about our guests, or obviously to win tickets. And we do have some tickets. We've got the August 25th, beginning at 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., we've got tickets to the Thousand Oaks Brew Fest. So we are going to be giving all those away. And, of course, care of the Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks. Also, we have a great show for you today. And, of course, my first guest is Kim O'Brien. And if you are ready to empower your child with the skills they need to be safe in the pools, now that we are in full swing of summer, Kim O'Brien is the one that you want to work with. She is all about survival swim with Kim. And we're going to hear a little bit more about her, but I do want to give out her website. And that is survivalswimwithkim.com, or you can call her at 805-620-7177. That's 620-7177. She is also in our newsletter. She is in all of our stuff, and I thank her for being one of our sponsors here. I'd like to start our show with something uplifting, and today's is, it always seems impossible until it is done. And that's really the way life is. It just keep walking forward and kind of climbing out of the box a little bit. Keep that reach going. So anyways, I am so excited to, of course, start this new weekend here with our show and all of our listeners out there. And if I haven't talked to you in a while, please reach out to us and just pick up the phone and say hello. Also, I do want to remind you that you can text us to win at that number, 805-419-0008. That's 419-0008. Let's bring our first guest on, Kim O'Brien. Are you there?
I'm here, Kim. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm so glad to be back with you. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you. And me too. You know what? So you are probably crazy busy with, now that summer's here, but this is kind of like a full year, no matter what, you want your children to be water safe, correct?
Correct. I do teach year round. So it is important all the time for your kids to be water safe, but definitely I'm crazy busy right now in the summer.
I bet. And of course, I know that you've been on my show several times, but basically what you do is self-rescue skills that can save our children's lives, right? If God forbid, they accidentally fell in the water. And I know you lost your daughter, and my heart just, every time I think about it and I see all of your Instagram and your pictures and all that, you are giving back in a way that Ventura County can really protect their children. And it's like, if we only knew what we know now, right?
Right. Hindsight. Yeah. Kim. It's amazing.
It really is, And so talk to us about the difference between what you do and what swimming lessons are. Is this like somebody should do this before they take swimming lessons? Or is this an addition? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure. So every circumstance for every family is going to be a little bit different. But basically, if you ask yourself the question, would my child know what to do if they fell in the water by themselves? That if you can answer that positively, yes, they would know what to do. They would be safe. Then great. You have already, gotten the swim lessons that you need. If you can't answer that as a yes, if your child would not know what to do, if they fell in without a floaty, without a parent around, then survival swim lessons are for you.
Wow. That's amazing. And that's something that is so important. I mean, you just hear about all of the accidents and you pray to God that it's not your backyard and it's not your children, correct?
Correct. In the state of California last month, there were 18 deaths to drowning. Just last month in California. Yeah.
Oh, dear Lord.
It is the number one cause of death for kids under 5, and the top 3 cause of death for kids under 14. There's no disparaging. I mean, anybody can fall prey to drowning. It's a sad statistic.
That's just crazy knowing that. So let me ask you, first of all, how long are your lessons? I know we've talked about this briefly, but I want our listeners to really understand that.
Yeah. So this is the hardest part I think families have to wrap their head around, is that lessons are only 10 minutes. So it may not seem very long to you, but for a baby in the water for 10 minutes and they're working the whole time, it's a long time. It's like an hour workout for an adult. Plus, we want to keep them safe, so lessons are short, so that we can monitor and watch them for safety. And also, their attention spans aren't very long at that age. You know, you're lucky to get a few minutes of attention from a 2-year-old. So,
right. And are they usually crying? I mean, I'm sure you have like the little different personalities, right?
Oh,
but
yeah,
are
amazing.
Most of them really scared?
So initially, you'll have some fear or not really. They don't know me. I'm a stranger and I'm, you know, going to have them put their face in the water. So, so all those things, I'm not mom and dad. And at 2, they're, trying to be independent. So they don't want to do things that they don't want to do anyway. So with all of those things, yeah, you're going to have some tears. But by the end of lessons, they're usually laughing and playing with me and having a great time and able to roll and float and save themselves.
I love that. I love that. Go ahead.
The way we look at the crying, I mean, crying is their form of communication. And if you put a child in their car seat and they're crying and don't want to go in their car seat, are you going to let them ride in the car without it? It's the same thing with swim lessons. Just because they're crying doesn't mean it's hurting them. It's just it's their way of communicating that, hey, you're making me do something I don't like yet. But it's for their own good. They don't know any better at that point. That's the important job as a parent.
That makes so much sense. I mean, it really does when you say it like that. Wow. And so how many kids are you seeing a day?
Right now, I'm about 40 plus students a day.
40, 40, 0.
How
is that possible? Wow.
Oh, it's some days, Kim, I don't know whether I'm coming or going.
My gosh. I mean, the good thing is it's usually about 10 minutes, right?
It is 10 minutes, yeah. So basically, I'm like a conveyor belt. I have one student in, one student out, and I just, you know, go through the day. So it does make the day go pretty quick because I'm constantly seeing many people. But there's such a need out there. You know, there are not enough instructors that teach survival lessons. So I want to try and help as many families as I can. And I hate turning families away.
Wow. I am just blown away by that statistic right there. First of all, congratulations, because I know that you are really just helping people and their children to be safe. I mean, that's huge, huge, huge. So let me ask you, how are people reaching out to you? Is it through your website or do you have a calendar? How do people book with you?
Sure. So I have all the information on my website for classes. Well, not for date, but for class structure and prices and all that are on my website. I do have people reach out to me through my website or email, even through social media. prior to registering, because I want to make sure that you understand completely what we look like, what these lessons look like, because it is not like a traditional lesson. We don't splash and play and blow bubbles and just have fun in a mommy and me class or anything like that. They're actually working hard and learning important skills. And so I really try and stress that to parents so they know what they're coming into when they start on the first day. I think it's really important for people to understand that I try and be as calm and nice to the children as possible, but I am firm and make them work. They're coming for a skill, and that's what I want them to get, is that important skill.
Wow. So let me ask you something, and I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. One, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're so grateful that you've tuned in to us. And we're talking with Kim O'Brien, and her business and her passion is really to help Ventura County families Survival Swim with Kim. And Survival Swim with Kim is her website. Also, you can call her at 805-620-7177. That's 620-7177. When a child is done with your survival lessons, what should they have learned?
They, depending on age, so for kids under 18 months, they should learn how to hold their breath properly in the water. We don't teach blowing bubbles because they need to keep that air in to be safe, and how to roll over and float independently, even fully clothed. We test all kids in full clothes, shoes, if they're still wearing diapers in a normal diaper, and those things get heavy in the water.
Right.
Full jackets, winter clothes, and summer clothes. We do both types of checkouts. We practice.
Oh, so you actually have them dress a certain way to come in there?
Yes. At the end, after they've learned their skills and know how to float, then we practice fully clothed so that they are prepared for a real life accident. Most drownings happen, Kim, when kids are fully clothed. And so we want them to be as prepared as possible with these new skills they've learned and feeling the weight of the clothes. Because it feels a lot different wearing clothes and shoes in water than it does your bathing suit. So we practice all of those circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so how many weeks do you work with them?
Lessons are generally 6 weeks long. So lessons are 4 days a week for 6 weeks, 10 minutes each day. And depending on age, they'll either learn to float and float independently for any length of time, or for older kids, they learn how to swim, how to roll over and float, and how to roll over and swim again, so they can make their way to the stairs or an edge or some safety of some sort.
And let me ask you a question. Is this in place of swimming lessons?
So it is
an alternative.
It is an alternative. So traditional swim lessons are usually in groups, and if a child doesn't have a good attention span as it is, you're not going to get very much out of those lessons. I've just had an inquiry this week from a mom who's had their child in lessons for over a year in traditional lessons, and their child still can't swim and isn't comfortable in the water.
Right.
And when kids leave my lessons, they should be able to swim and shouldn't need floaties anymore. And if a child is having issues in lessons, if it takes them a little longer, then I work with them a little longer. Every child's going to be a little bit different. And unfortunately, there's no cut and dry. So the average is 6 weeks, but some take maybe 8 weeks. Some take maybe 4 weeks. It just depends on the child.
Right.
But in a traditional swim lesson, they're usually in groups. They're usually playing, things like that. Whereas in my lessons, we're focused on working and learning how to maneuver in the body, in the water, how to put your face in the water, which so many kids don't like to do. And so it takes some work to get there.
Right. Wow. And I mean, I guess it would probably, like, you actually have to work with the parents too, correct?
Definitely. It is much harder
than
parents.
Talk to us about that. Yeah.
It is much harder for parents to go through these lessons than the kids. As a mom, I've gone through these lessons, and it breaks your heart when your child is crying and screaming out for mom, right? But that's what they do.
Right.
And as a mom myself, I completely understand that. And I am there in the water to make sure that, you know, they're comforted when they need it, but to also make them work. And so it is very hard for a parent to listen to and watch. I have parents kind of watch from afar so that their kids can't see them. Because if a child sees mom, they're going to try and get to mom, and they're not going to do the work. So it is very hard for parents. Usually after the first week, they get used to it and see that, okay, this isn't quite so bad.
This lady's not as bad as I thought.
Exactly,
yeah. Here. Yeah. So Kim, what is the top of the age that you still teach?
The oldest?
Mm-hmm.
I will teach anybody that doesn't have swim skills. I've taught adults.
So
if somebody doesn't have water safety skills, doesn't have basic knowledge of how to swim and float, then I'll help teach anybody if I've got the time.
Wow. So you said you've actually taught adults?
I have taught a few adults, yes.
Wow. So it's never too late.
It is never too late.
You know, because there, you just never know, God forbid, right? Again, Kim, thank you for what you're doing. And I'm so grateful that you are a sponsor here and that we can share your passion and all the stuff that you're doing. Give out your website one more time.
Sure. It's survivalswimwithkim.com.
There you go. And again, I know we're going to have you back on, but floaties and all those things that are just false security are not a good way to go, right?
There was a drowning up in Santa Barbara last month. A 2-year-old girl was in a floatie, and it came undone in the water,
and she
lost her life. It breaks my heart because I know what that family's feeling. Floaties are awful. They're awful contraptions, and they're not meant to be safety features in the water. They are rated at the lowest level for the Coast Guard. They are not meant to be on children in pools. It's very
thank
sad.
You for I, what I, you're doing.
People knew
and,
that.
Yeah, Kim O'Brien, and of course, survivalswimwithkim.com. Call today and get her in your tribe. So with that, Kim, thank you so much. And I look forward to talking with you soon.
Thank you, Kim.
All right. Have a great rest of your day. Take care. We are going to take a really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's Barbara, D-A-O-U-S-T.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. My next guest is Dottie Earn. And Dottie was born and raised in the U.S., but now she resides in Switzerland. And as a teenager, Dottie struggled with her weight and was pre-diabetic. Her eating habits and her lack of exercise were not only affecting her lifestyle, but also her life expectancy. That is when Dottie learned about intermittent fasting and weight training, and it was a great success. And by being the healthiest version of herself, looking fabulous and feeling fabulous, Dottie is giving back and sharing her knowledge about healthy living and healthy eating. And her motto is, our lives are precious and we need to cherish it every step of the way. And of course, today, Dottie is coming on to really talk about them. She's also a massage therapist in Switzerland, and she's going to be talking about getting the most out of a massage. Dottie, welcome and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Yes, my pleasure, Kim. I am so happy to be on your radio show and on this beautiful platform that you have.
There you go.
My pleasure. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, of course, before you came on, I was telling everybody a little bit about yourself, but share a little bit about who you are, anything that I missed, and your inspiration on really helping the world feel better and really just be able to learn more about themselves and their body, their mind, and their soul.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, for me personally, I've had just a lot of ups and downs, but through the process, I'm learning so much. And I just feel that when my heart is in an open space, there's always opportunities to grow, whether it's, you know, spiritually or mentally, and especially physically, because when we have a healthy body, it also affects our, you know, our ability to think well every day. So now I'm just key focusing on specific areas of massage, of detoxification, and it's really exciting to deliver that to my niche groups and also anybody else who is interested. So I'm really excited about this part of my journey. Yeah.
I love that. And do me a favor and give out your website so all of our listeners can find you.
Yeah, so it is insideglow.space, and okay. You can reach me there for any questions or for a thorough
and a personalized consultation. So you can reach me at insideglow.space.
Okay, and you are in our social too, right? You'll be in our newsletter for our listeners today and throughout our social, but people can find you throughout like Instagram and LinkedIn and all those places.
Yeah, exactly. LinkedIn, Dorothy Ernie, and also MilaStar22 Instagram, and as well Facebook Messenger. There's, wonderful opportunities to connect. Absolutely.
Wonderful. And so let me ask you, sharing about massages and how to really de-stress, just that feeling, right? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So about the diet, I would just like to bring one key point. When we are doing small changes to the diet, it can have profound effects for our stress relief, our stress maintenance on a day-to-day basis. So, for example, when anyone is, let's say, on a very high sugar content diet and we're just grabbing for the candies constantly or whenever we see it, it's a short-term joy, a short-term enjoyment, Kim, mm-hmm. what I'd like to say. But then later we have a sink in our energy. And so what I like to tell my clients is when you can train your taste buds to take away the sugar and put in, for example, greens or more alkalinized diet, those cravings actually go away, and then you're calmer. And what I wanted to, how I'm going to answer your question, you're calmer, and so you're not so chaotic with you were out of control. You thought, well, it feels good sometimes, but you were actually out of control. And so this bringing the diet change actually brings you into a calmer state and an alkalized state. And this is part of our de-stressing, which it's so beautiful to connect that then with getting a massage. So I have so many analogies, but I hope we can get into some of them. But that's just one tiny thing, how we can de-stress in the diet, and then we'll later probably touch into connecting that to massage as well.
I love that. So let me ask you, okay, what happens when you do crave sugar? And you're saying if you can change your mind, how does that work? Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
Well, I would like to say, Kim, honestly, it's about the person. First of all, are you ready or are they ready? Is the person ready? So I don't want to force anything on anyone. And I have some of my clients, one client, Thomas, recent, and I said, hey, are you interested in losing weight? And he said, sure. And then I said, well, how about, what are you eating? And then we went through a list and he said, I'm eating X, Y, and Z. And then I said, well, take away the Fanta drinks and take away that and try the lemon water. But he was ready. I have another girl who I talked with recently, and she says, I don't feel I'm ready to give up the sweets. So I said, okay, maybe we can talk later. But on the success story, Thomas, he said he lost all his cravings and he has more energy at the end of his day. So, but how do we do it? Well, first we make a choice. And then on top of that, I would say, put the pleasure, put the new belief in your mind, because I mean, if it's exciting for you to be able to have more energy, then you'll want to do it, and then you'll put more pleasure in your mind, or less pain. It can also be less of the negative things. So it's really a choice, and it's really a choice for everyone. So if they don't want to do it, or if the person doesn't want to do it, then it's okay. But if you're ready to make the choice, then there's wonderful rewards along the way. So making the choice, and then I would support them with any kind of like drawbacks or difficulties, because maybe for the first 4 or 5 days, you might, like you said, how do you do that? maybe you have fallbacks, which is fine, but then I would be there to support them.
Right. Wow. Very cool. And you actually learned all of this on your own, kind of going through your own journey, correct?
Yes. I've had different people inspiring me along the way, and I've done a lot of experimenting a lot with, one thing I do for my clients with the massage is really allowing them to breathe and really take in those deep breaths, because that facilitates the massage even better. But I've done so much experimenting, for myself and also for my clients, that I've been able to find optimal ways to balance my stress level, because obviously that's what I want to give to the world, and it's an exciting journey. I love it.
Very cool. So let's just talk about, first of all, massages is like one of my most favorite things, of receiving a massage. But is there actually a preparation that to do before we get our massage?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that question.
Thank you.
So first of all, I think in your schedule, in your daily schedule, if you see, okay, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I have these business meetings and therefore I'm not going to get done until 8:00 in the evening, then I would say let's not schedule it time-wise. I want your mental space to be free so that you can focus. Just like if you go on a vacation, you're like, today I'm going to go on the hike. I'm planning these 4 hours for the hike. So just plan ahead.
I like that.
And
mm-hmm.
then also what is exciting for me is to think of it as like different layers of the experience. So just like you prepare your garden with the shovel and aerate the soil so you can, take a hot and cold shower before the massage or a peeling, and then you're going to get the most out of it, or just different things like that. So preparing the body before the massage, and then preparing your schedules ahead of time.
Wow, I like that a lot. So here's my question to you. I like how you said the analysis of like planning a hike. So, mm-hmm. Planning to relax a couple minutes, I know a lot of times that you'll go into like a steam room or you'll just meditate before a massage. That should really help you, right?
Mm-hmm. You mean meditation before the massage or?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Kim, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Meditation before, yes, and also thinking about what do you want to create, because there are so many beautiful results that you can create with the consistency of massage. So, for example, I want to decrease inflammation. I want to get rid of mild pain, or I just want to maintain. Maybe I'm healthy, then I just want to maintain myself. It can also facilitate better hormones, but meditation before the massage is definitely fantastic. Also, of course, I love the topics of how massage affects the brain, and I've had, clients who have been really super creative, during a massage, and they're like, oh, I'm going to write down this idea or whatever, CEOs of businesses and this type of thing, but it can happen to anybody. But I mean, you can then be in a very creative space even during or after. That's fantastic. I'm glad you added that as well, though, the before part.
And let me ask you a question. What is the aftercare for a massage? What would you suggest? I mean, I know I've always heard they give you like green tea, or they'll say drink lots of water so you get all the toxins out. What else is there?
Okay, I love that. Yes. I mean, like I mentioned before about the body being acidic or in an alkaline state, Drinking water, drinking the lemon water. I love using a spirulina tablet. If you're not used to eating greens, you can drink a spirulina tablet in the evening, and it will detox yourself during the night. Drinking enough is good, and then maintaining your massage maybe every week or every 2 weeks. And maybe there's a phase in your life where you're really focused on your business or your family, and then you don't take time for massage, and that's fine too. But it's nice to shock the body sometimes, or not shock, but give it intensified times, like let's say for 3 weeks in a row, and then maybe you go for 4 weeks with no massage. That's okay too. But so for everybody it's different, but for a certain period of time, consistency and the nurture is so beautiful, with follow-up massages, with different types of massage, maybe a stronger or a more gentle, because gentle is also very effective. So I love that question, and there's so many ways that I can answer that, but I would say just a variety of massages afterwards, the oils that are being used, the energy of the person that, you know, be sure you can find somebody who can understand you, you know, who gives you the type of therapy you need, but follow-up is absolutely essential.
Very good. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, and we are so grateful that you are here. We're talking with Dottie Earn, and we're talking about getting your best massage. Dottie, give out your website one more time, please.
Yes, insideglow.space. You can reach me at insideglow.space, and also on my Facebook Messenger page as well.
There you go. And I love that. And of course, if you want to learn more and really how to work with your body and distress your body and your soul, reach out to Dottie. She's amazing, and you can hear her passion. And even though she's all the way in Switzerland, there's so many ways that we can work together. And so,
absolutely,
Dottie,
yes, we can raise the vibration of the world no matter where we are, and there's different ways to connect. Absolutely.
I love that. I love that. And Dottie, please download our podcast, share our show with everyone, and I thank you so much for what you're doing to be sharing the healthiest version of yourself, and to help so many people get their healthiest version. So again,
thank you, Kim. Thank you for hosting this today.
You're welcome. And again, please share our show with everyone. And I look forward to talking with you again and having you back.
Okay. Talk to you soon. All right.
You got it. Thanks, dear. Okay. Take care. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we are going to be talking about the Thousand Oaks Brew Fest. And I've got Randy Senzig. He's going to be joining us. So stay with us. And if you'd like to get some tickets, that's happening August 25th, 4 to 8, over in Thousand Oaks, right behind the Thousand Oaks Main Library. That's at the Lakeside Pavilion. And call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. And again, you can also text us at that number. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's Barbara, DAOUST.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, my next guest is Randy Senzeg. And Randy, are you there?
Yes, we are. Good to talk to you again, Kim.
Thank you so much. And of course, we're talking about the Kiwanis of Thousand Oaks and of course their big event. I love when I hear these events are all coming back, and we're talking about the Thousand Oaks Brew Fest, and I already shared it and we've been giving tickets away, and that's happening Thursday, August 25th, 4 to 8, right behind that beautiful Thousand Oaks Library on Lakeside Pavilion. And so tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that you were president back in for a year, right? And you actually helped to grow the club to over 100 members. Talk to us a little bit about you're obviously still involved and all the great things that you guys do.
Well, you know, one of the things that we do is we're all volunteers. Nobody's on any paid salary or anything like that.
Right.
And our Kiwanis Club has been around for about 55 years serving the greater Kaneo Valley area. So back in 2003, you know, I was self-employed, owned my own business, and I felt that it was time to give back to the community. And I walked into a meeting and got hooked, you know, just joined.
Fine and speaker, you know, right? Yep.
You know, at the time I was a full-time single dad, and their focus was all about the kids. So, you know, Kiwanis Club, they have a couple of organizations. One of them is their Key Club, which is Kiwanis Educating Youth, and we do that in high schools, and then we also have builders clubs in middle schools. And what we're teaching the kids is about service to the community, but also giving them education as far as leadership, which is really, really key in our society today. And, you know, Kiwanis has been around since 1915, and the whole focus has always been about kids. And business leaders or you know, former school teachers, you know, just a group of good-hearted souls getting together to support the community, and especially targeting those kids and helping them out.
Wow, that's beautiful. And so I know that the key programs are the Bikes for Youth program, correct? That's one of them. And then what is the Safe Passage Youth Foundation? Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, it's an organization that is helping folks get back on their feet. And, you know, what, you know, with today's economy and what it is, for example, our Bikes for Youth program, we originally started out with being able to find people who would like to donate bikes to us. We had a team of people who volunteered to clean up these bikes. And then we'd give them away to middle school and high school kids so that they could have transportation to and from school, to and from a job. And these are families that may not be able to afford a bicycle. You
wow,
know, so
that's great.
So that original goal of 50, it turned out in our first year to be over 100. We set a goal to give out 100 in our year, which is October 1st through September 30th. to give out another 100 bikes. Well, we have already surpassed that. In total, in 2 years, we've given out, I want to say, about 257 bikes to kids.
That's incredible. I love that. And of course, what we're doing, I love when you get to have so much fun and like the Brewfest, okay, and yet it's giving back to all these great organizations. So let's just move on over to Thursday, August 25th, and of course, 8 p.m., and talk about that.
Well, you know, it originally started, in fact, I sat my wife down and, you know, our four adult children, and the Kiwanis Club was in need of a new fundraiser, something that was going to be fun, get the community involved, and of course, all the money we raise, we give back into the community. So we had there was another event called, you know, it was put on by the Seroptimus International, which is a ladies organization, you know, here in town, and they had the margarita mix off, and it was a great success for them. So we kind of parred the our event after theirs, and what happened is the first year, everybody said, are you guys going to do this again? This was a wonderful happy hour experience. They got a chance to actually talk with the brewers and ask them about their beer. So we capped the event, so it's not a, you know, a huge, humongous event. We capped the event at 700 attendees. So You don't have long lines. You can talk to the brewer. You can socialize with your friends. You're not fighting crowds.
Right, we like that.
Yeah. You know what was so much fun is we asked Dave and Buster's if they would come because they are focused on games and stuff like that. Well, they brought some cornhole games. So the next thing you know, we got people standing in line to play cornhole as they're tasting these incredible beers. And by the way, for those people who are not beer drinkers, this year we actually have six wineries, including Opolo Wines.
One of my favorites.
Oh, Mountain Zen, it's hands down one of my favorites.
That's our favorite, too. I love it.
Okay, well, I got one more for you. Lincourt, which is actually part of the Foley family, and those people are known for their just amazing wines. And a personal favorite is their Chardonnay. But, you know, we've got, you know, Civilian, Four Bricks. Gelson's is actually bringing a bunch of wine, different, you know, vintners to be able to test. And we have a local winery there, too, Gissinger Winery, which is actually headquartered here in Thousand Oaks. So, and for those folks that, you know, want something like sparkling water, we have that as well. And by the way, for the ticket price, it includes unlimited tastes.
So let me ask you, do you have a VIP or is it just VIPs enter early or is there an actual VIP booth?
This is the really cool part, Kim. I mean, we've asked the brewers if they would, because they always have something special that they're working on.
Right.
And so we've asked a number of the brewers to actually bring a special pour. We've capped our VIP experience, which does get you in 30 minutes early. It does give you a preferred parking area. So you can actually come in and taste these beers and just take your time and savor the different flavors of all these different things. Mm. So, you know, one brewery, you know, in where we got this idea is he always had something special behind the scenes. So you actually had to ask for it, you know.
So it's
really a very nice experience. So the VIP tickets are $100, you know, general admission is $75. And if you're a beer lover, this is a wonderful time to go in and have a very special pour and actually get a chance to talk with the brewer and find out what inspired him to make it and what he's put actually in it and really talk about the different flavors. Because with craft beers, there's a number of them out there. We just happen to be really blessed in our area to have some incredible breweries and wineries.
I know. You are absolutely right. Now, let me ask you, we didn't talk about music. What kind of music is going to be there?
We have, it's a local band, it's called Ignition, and they play music you can dance to, okay? So the fun part about it is they're playing from 3:30 on to, we end the events at 8 p.m., but Ignition is just classic rock, and they have an amazing genre, of music that they bring in. But in all sincerity, it's really cool because the next thing you know, you see people dancing out there. And the next thing you know, people that you wouldn't think would dance, like yours truly, because I got two left feet. I've been pulling a good sport. But it doesn't matter. It's all part of the fun of the event.
That's very cool. I love it. And, of course, for any of our listeners that are just tuning in right now, of course, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, but we're talking about the Thousand Oaks Brew Festival. And if you want to get your tickets and you don't win them here, you can go to info@tobrewfest.com. That's info@tobrewfest.com.
That's our email address. But you can actually order tickets right online. It's tobrewfest.com. TO as in Thousand Oaks, but we abbreviated it. tobrewfest.com. Scroll down, click on it. It takes you just a couple of minutes, and you got tickets coming to you in your email. And check-in is quick and easy. It's all automated and what have you. So we very, very little time. When you check in, you get a complimentary actual tasting glass. Mm-hmm. It's a 4-ounce glass. It's got the logo on it. A lot of people keep them as collectors. we try to give them, away and say, this is the brown one. They say, no, I need the blue one to finish off my series. It's just a fun time. And we made ordering those tickets at tobrewfest.com very easy.
There you go. I love that. Now, is there anything to eat while we're drinking?
we have 7 food vendors. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Beer and bratwurst. I mean, how much better can an event be? Okay.
There we go. I like it.
Domino's is going to be there. Gelson's is bringing some amazing treats. Mouthful Eatery, which is actually on Thousand Oaks Boulevard, a little small place. Phenomenal food. There. Mm-hmm. We for those that have a sweet tooth, Sweet Arlene's is going to be there. We also have a caterer that is coming, and he won't tell us what he's bringing.
There you go. I like those kind of people. It's a surprise, right?
Yeah, but it is. And what's fun about it is that we have tasted his food before, and he is an exceptional chef. So whatever he brings is going to be paired nicely with either the beer or the wine. So,
well, you got me excited about this, and I'd want to open up our lines again. You can either text us or call us right now at 805-419-0008. Also, all the information will be in our newsletter and throughout our social, and I really just hope that we love sharing these great events that are win-win for our community. And we're talking about the Kiwanis, and of course, Thousand Oaks Kiwanis is who's happening, doing it and putting it together, and it's tobrewfest.com. And of course, again, the date, put it on your calendar. It's August 25th, beginning from 4 to 8. The last call is 7:30, and get your VIP tickets if you can. You get in a half an hour earlier, and get started and start relaxing, right?
Which is perfect. And one of the things that we did, because obviously the last live one we did was before COVID. So in 2019, we had a special area for Uber and Lyft drop-offs and pickups.
Oh, good idea. Yeah.
And what's nice about this event is that we've never had any issues with people having too much. So, but the drop-off with Uber and Lyft just makes it so much easier. You can go and have a good time. You can taste many different craft beers and wines, and special, beverages. And, it just makes it easier and it just makes it safer. And the Kiwanis is all about having, by the way, just as a little side note, Kiwanis is known for throwing a great happy hour party.
And there you go. I want to be there on that happy hour party. So there you go. I love it.
Randy, always a pleasure to talk with you. And thank you so much for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please download our podcast and share it with everybody. And, of course, we're at the end of our show, but this was incredible guests, incredible stuff. Randy, have a great rest of your weekend.
You do the same. Thank you. We always appreciate it. And Kim, you've been to the event before. We'll see
Absolutely. You soon.
I
will be there. And you might want to hang on for 1 second. We are just going to end our show with a moment of happiness. And actions speak louder than words, but consistency speaks louder than both. Choose people that always make you feel wanted. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. It might seem crazy.